Well, it's been a real success story. It's permitted at least 250,000 people so far, and we think it'll end up being 750,000 with this added infusion of money to buy vehicles that they otherwise wouldn't buy. This is a great boost for consumers, boost for the automobile manufacturers, most importantly, of course. Beside the consumers, we got the workers there who will be making cars that otherwise may not have been built. So it's a big plus. I call it a threefer.
It seems to me like it's been probably the most tangible, at least hands-on kind of effect of the overall attempt at stimulating the economy. What do you consider successes? And maybe if there was anything about it that you would change, what would that be?
Well, if I had my choice, of course, I'd limit it to American-made vehicles. That is something we couldn't do under the international law. It would have violated international law and would have been vetoed, so we never could have done that, although that would have been my number one hope.
Sure.
And wish.
Absolutely.
And secondly, obviously, there were some real bumps in the road early, uncertainties. People didn't know if it was going to run out real quick, and so people were, the dealers in some cases were saying to some customers, we can't even sell them to you anymore, and then that was stopped. So there was some starts and stops that could have been avoided with perhaps better planning. But, you know, this is a new program, and you got to give the administration credit for having the guts to do something like this, and I do give them a lot of credit. So there's no doubt in my mind that this program is not only good economically, frankly, I think it's good psychologically. It gives people some real confidence that, hey, some of these programs have some short-term effects, and maybe that'll give us a psychological boost to hang in there while some of the programs that are going to take a little longer are underway.
We're speaking with U.S. Senator Carl Levin this morning. Senator, it's kind of taking a move now from a more short-term approach with the auto industry, a lot of long-term thinking now with battery technology and everything. Michigan getting some good funding for that now in the last day or two here. Your thoughts on these businesses and universities getting this funding and what it means now for the technology of batteries and how that may end up working in our car industry and so on.
Well, this is a huge shot in the arm for Michigan and for our auto industry. This is an investment in the future, but this is the near future. These are batteries which are now going to be produced. This is the funding to produce the batteries. This isn't just research money. This is production money. We got about two-thirds of the $1.6 or $7 billion that went into batteries. We got it for battery production in Michigan for the electric cars that are going to be the move into the future, that are going to be good for the economy and good for the environment. Yesterday's decision on the part of the administration, it was a real commitment to a manufacturing base in America, to Michigan as the core, the center of that manufacturing base in vehicles.
It's also helpful in these challenging times for the state to get that kind of boost, isn't it?
Well, economically, of course, it's a huge boost, but we're hit harder than anybody else with our unemployment rate at 15%. The administration's come through. I think we got a real partner in the White House when it comes to manufacturing and the industrial base of this country. That's really what other countries have. Their governments support their manufacturing and their auto industries. This administration is really stepping up.
Speaking with Senator Levin this morning, I know another thing that you're involved with today is speaking and being involved with the confirmation of Judge Sotomayor. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts on that whole process and how that has gone. I haven't really had a chance to speak with you as that's been going on. What are your thoughts? What are you seeing?
Well, I think it's going well. The hearings were civil. The debate has been civil. There'll be a lot of Republicans voting no. I don't agree with them. I think that she's proven on the bench that she's balanced and thoughtful and that she is judicious. She does not jump to conclusions. Some people accuse her of having views that are very different outside of the courtroom than she does inside the courtroom. That's what you really want, seems to me. You want someone to put aside their own personal views and to call them judiciously and to call them according to the law and what's she's required to do. So I'm kind of surprised that some of the opponents point to some of her speeches and say, look, her rhetoric outside is different from her court decisions, which have been balanced and moderate. And it seems to me that's kind of unusual that you can actually have somebody that you're confident in will lay aside his her personal biases. I wish some of the other judges on the Supreme Court laid aside some of their personal ideology.
Well, the question that comes up is people say that, you know, she has brought a prejudiced view or something. This is a critic saying, you know, that in these the rhetoric that you're mentioning. Do you feel that that is somehow being taken out of context, or do you feel that having a different worldview is a key thing in being an effective judge?
I think having a different worldview is normal. People have their own worldviews. We're all the products of our experience. There's not one of us that can honestly say that we are not the product of our own history. But what she's able to do, and she ought to be commended for it, not condemned, but commended for it, is to lay aside her own personal views and call them according to law. And that's what we want judges to do. So I give her credit for that. And some people say, which one is real? Who's the real Sotomayor? And I say the real one is the one that's been proven to be a heck of a good judge over many, many years. And she's a proven quantity here. People know her as being thoughtful, not jumping to conclusions, not prejudging cases, and giving folks fair hearings.